K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits. Get it done.
Podcast 87. Yes, if you're wondering where we've been, we decided to take a week off. We said, let's recalibrate. Let's clean the engine out, clean the water fluid, the engine fluid, the oil change. We've done it all, and I would say we are back better than ever.
Yeah, let's just be honest. We were both busy last week, and we had to get out of the studio really
quickly. No, we weren't.
So no one could put the podcast together. And no. When I say no one, I mean you, because I don't do it.
No, we had the technical issue, remember?
Oh, that's right. We had a technical issue.
We couldn't get it recording, and we thought, look, probably no one's going to notice. A lot of people noticed, because they were hitting us up on the Instagram
and
Facebook page.
And we apologize for that.
And we're sorry. But we are back, and we will remind you, you can always go back and listen to our old stuff. If there's not a new one up for whatever reason, it hasn't dropped on a Monday at 9 a.m.
Yep.
Go back.
We've had
listen
technical issues. Oh, yeah. Go back.
Yeah. Go back. But this one, it's one of our best podcasts, I'd say.
Mm.
Is it?
This is one of the greats.
Is it? We're happy
one
with
of
it?
The greats.
Look, coming up in the podcast, I'm going to tell you about a pretty awesome initiative why you might consider changing your name. Call me Salmon, Ben.
Why would I call you Salmon?
Salmon Sunderland.
We'll find out, I guess.
Yes, you will.
Also, Andy, there's a couple that I hate in Australia, and I want to talk about them on the podcast.
It's not me, though, is it?
No, a couple.
Okay, cool, cool.
It's you and your girlfriend.
Oh, no. Good
morning, Andy. I forgot your name for a second.
I stare at you all morning.
Yeah, I know. Stop it, please.
Do I need to wear a name badge?
Maybe. I've been told at work I've got to get a name badge.
Are you serious?
Yeah, anyway.
Well, that's fair enough, because you are at a big school.
Yeah, but like...
What, everyone's meant to know who you are?
By TV.
Oh.
President...
That is disgusting behaviour.
Why is that disgusting?
Why would they need to buy a TV to know who you are?
Because Nine now have reruns of you and I on the block. We're on TV. President Joe Biden in America, he was the president-elect, knocking out Donald Trump.
Controversially as well.
Now, what I find in American, politics in general, it's usually old people. And I guess like the world that we're in, it's no hiding away from, it's usually old men.
What, he's what, 80?
He's 78 that are getting elected in. So you'd have concerns.
Why haven't you retired?
Well, you would think, being the president, I guess there's a lot of advisors.
There's also a lot of commitments as well. And at a 78-year-old, well, like, look, I guess if the Queen of England, who's over 90 years old, can do it, anyone can do it.
He has made his first little, I guess, stumble, if you will, as president, as he has tried to climb the stairs of Air Force One, maybe because he's 78. He was trying to do it a bit sprightly, like, run up the stairs. And if you can catch the footage, he has tripped not once, not twice, but three times, and on his third trip, completely barrels over, to which he tries to recover, gets to the top of the stairs, and
does a little salute. Now,
as if to say, I'm okay.
I'm all right, guys. And that's why it's funny, because he's okay.
He's all right, yeah. I mean, he's on the aircraft getting medically tended to.
I described it as when you're watching those, like, beauty pageants and they're walking out in heels.
And they're wobbling.
And they start...
There are giraffe everywhere.
And they try to recorrect, because he's tried to recorrect.
Three times.
And it is so good.
So when people are looking at, you know, the president of the United States. Donald Trump had a bit of an incident. I don't know if you know this.
Well, he had a lot of incidents, didn't he?
When he walked up, though, that staircase, he had a bit of toilet paper stuck to his shoe.
That's right.
Now Joe Biden has, I guess, gone one better and fallen over himself three times. As a 78-year-old, I think you've got to have some concerns.
Well.
It's just one foot in front of the other.
It's not too hard, is it? I was saying that to someone the other day who's doing a big 40K walk. And they got
left, right.
They got a bit nervous, and I said, I've got a mate who did a 40K walk. Absolutely no training whatsoever.
Nah, easy.
And when I was talking about a mate, I was talking about you.
Thank you.
And I said, if he can do it, anyone can do it. Mate, I've done something. I'm not proud of it.
Mm.
And I just need to flesh it out with you to know that I'm an okay person.
Okay. Well, you mean you come to the wrong person for support. But
you're not an okay person. You're terrible.
I'm here with you.
Play a song. So I've voiced for the last couple of weeks that I'm not happy with the state of the Barwon River. Not happy with it at all.
Yeah.
Been for a few walks with Wags, and we're local with that sort of river precinct.
I like you saying we're local.
Well, Lou and I are.
Okay, Wags isn't.
Well, Wags is as well. But we've noticed that we've been walking around there and people haven't been picking
up. It's a poo party.
It is.
It's a poo party and everyone's invited because everyone's been dropping their stuff.
And of late, I've been sort of voicing it to my neighbours as well to see if they look guilty when I bring it up, being like, I don't know if you've noticed the amount of dog poo around here. And then they're like, oh, yeah. And then I'm trying to find out if there's one particular...
Do they all have dogs?
Well, there's a few dogs in the street.
Okay. And do they have pets?
Good one.
Thank you.
During the week, though, went to go take Wags for a walk. I counted 3 dog poos on our front nature strip.
Oh, okay. On your front nature strip?
Yes. And I'm like, right.
So someone's attacking you.
Someone's attacking our house now.
Hang on. You don't have a job. How do you not see it happening?
Well, because it's you can't really see our front nature strip from the house.
I guess it's hard when you're waking up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It is difficult.
So picked up the poo, took Wags for a walk.
You set up your camera.
No, I didn't.
Oh, sorry.
Walking along the river, bang, I stand in dog poo along the river. I'm like, could this walk get any worse? So not only have I picked up 3 dog poos from the front of the house.
Oh, do you pick them up?
I'm not leaving them there.
Well, it's not yours. That's good by you. Well done.
It's out the front of our house.
Okay.
Why would you not pick that up? Who else is going to pick it up?
I'd put a sign.
Pick up my dog
poo. Pick up this. Is it your dog poo?
No.
Is Wags getting out the front?
No.
Okay.
So it's random dog poo. Then I've stood in dog poo.
Yeah.
And there's poo everywhere along the river.
You flicked it onto the neighbours.
I'm sick of it. No. I called up the city of Greater Geelong.
Oh.
I called the council and I said...
To do what?
I said, we need more bins. We need more bins along the river.
Oh, okay. That's nice. I thought you were dobbing people in.
Well, I don't know who they are to dob in.
But
so my logic is people aren't picking up their dog poo because they've got nowhere to get rid of it. And they don't want to carry it until they get home.
See, if you had good people in your street, which clearly you don't...
Well, it's not particularly the street. It might be people passing through the street.
No one's walking up your street.
I have seen a few dog walkers.
No one's walking up your street. I'll tell you right now. If they were good people, then they would be picking them up in plastic bags and then just leaving it there. Because that's a sign to say, look, I wanted to pick it up, but I just had nowhere to put it.
Chuck it
your
in the
people
bin.
Down your street are just leaving poo on your front lawn.
Well, I don't know. I called the council up.
I've seen...
It actually felt good.
In my time, I've seen people trying to get neighbours out of the street, but this is going to another level.
Hang on.
What have you done?
We get along with our neighbours.
That's what you think. Behind your back, they are like, yeah, who's on duty to poo on his front lawn?
Do you reckon it's the new people that have moved in 4 doors down, our mates?
Definitely. They've got some big dogs.
James, Matt and Tiff, the German Shepherds.
Don't name them.
obviously joking. It wouldn't be them. I hope it isn't them.
I hope it is. Andy, you and I... have a shared Instagram account. We actually have a few shared Instagram accounts.
Oh, we do.
We're like an old married couple.
Would you like to get in on Wags' Instagram account as well? We could share that one.
Potentially. Yeah, maybe.
Don't hate the idea.
We've always had an unspoken rule that on that Instagram account that we have is that anything that's on there is split 50-50.
Yep.
But we don't necessarily... put ourselves out there as much as we probably should. I know that you've reached out to a few different companies and said, hey, we're happy to do some sponsorship stuff, just give some free stuff. And I'm forever grateful for that because I don't do it and I reap the benefits of it. So, you know,
credit to you. Sit back, and you're the cat that got the cream.
So if things come to us and it's only like one or two things, then like have at it. It's all yours because those sort of things, you know, you chase them, I don't.
The annoying thing was, though, you brought to the party last week a lot of these married at first sight. People are making like $60,000-$80,000 a year off their Instagram.
Yeah, probably. I don't know why, actually.
And it sort of made me think we're missing out on a huge opportunity.
But
I heard dollar signs and I thought we need to capitalize on this.
A lot of that would be around like skincare products, though. And I don't think that.
Sorry, that's Siri wanted to. Siri wanted to weigh in on that.
I'll take the coffee next
time.
I'm
happy to do the skincare, mate.
So am I, but I don't think those companies are reaching out to you and I.
That's very fair.
What I didn't think what I thought was beneath us is a certain feature of Instagram. And it seems as though that you've gone to a new low.
What have I done?
And I really think, I'm worried for you. And as a friend.
Oh, I know what it is.
As a friend, I wanted to make sure you're okay.
I know what it is.
And that you weren't struggling.
Oh, I know exactly what it is.
Your reach for free stuff.
This is wax?
Has gone a little bit too far.
Is it wax?
You have paid to sponsor a post. You have paid to boost the Instagram profile of your dog.
Yes.
That is disgusting.
We're sitting at home yesterday.
You are an idiot.
I was flat out yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. It's true.
Under the pump.
Oh, my gosh.
Did he pop up in your feed?
It didn't pop up in my feed. It was sent to me. And the person scrolled back and said, well, I'll tell you off air. I won't out them.
I know them.
I won't out my sources.
Yeah.
But it came up in their feed and it said
as sponsored.
It said in their little thing, Wags a Groodle underneath sponsored.
Sponsored. Perfect.
It's paying dividends. I can't believe that you are paying for Instagram posts for your dog.
You know what I thought?
You have an account that has 25,000 followers and you're boosting your dog's account.
We just wanted to see. We thought, we love Wax.
Oh, no.
We're going to invest in him. Let's just see what happens if we throw a couple of bucks. And it means it works.
I can't believe
it's popping up. It actually works.
How many extra followers have you got from it?
It's not about the followers.
It's disgusting.
It's about the engagement. And it's nice to know that random punters that don't follow at Wags the Groodle is able to see him at the beach having a good time.
Look, you and I are different in many ways. This is almost a tipping point. I'm not sure if we can continue to be friends.
I think we might need to sponsor another Wags's post.
No.
Absolutely, it works. I can't believe it works.
When you said earlier that you wanted to come clean about something, I thought, great, he's gotten on the front foot. He's going to own up to his mistake.
Nah.
No.
I'm going to be sponsoring more of his posts.
Oh, my gosh.
It's brilliant.
Please don't.
Anyway, if you do want to follow him, at Wags the Groodle.
Don't. What are you getting? Like dog food for free?
Nothing. We love it. We love our dog.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Andy and Ben.
Every now and again, you see stories and it's like, do this and you'll get free food.
Yep.
And they say like a lifetime of food as well, or get the company's tattoo. There's always terms and conditions around
a lifetime of food's always just a year supply. Like, settle down.
But I feel like they never do them in Australia. It's always overseas. Like, I remember Domino's did it. Get a Domino's tattoo. And you'll have free pizza
but
for...
But not in Australia.
It wasn't Australia.
Because I think people would just do it.
100%. I would do it.
Maybe a bit more civilised overseas. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure. But the Taiwanese government have actually had to step in because...
can confirm, driving through Morrill Street this morning, there's probably more people civilised overseas. A couple of people that I saw that were wrapping up for the night.
Actually, a lot of people wrapping up for the night.
There's heaps out there. What are
credit,
they doing?
Credit to them. Yeah, but it's like, it's 6:30 when we're driving through.
They're going to have a great Sunday.
Get home.
Anyway, Taiwanese.
The Taiwanese government are urging residents not to legally change their name because the sushi restaurant over there is promising free sushi if people change their name to Salmon. Now, they've already had 100 requests from residents to legally change their name to Salmon.
As in, like, would you, if you, like, their first name or their second name?
Their first name.
So you would be Salmon Sunderland?
I'd be Salmon Sunderland. Now, I didn't know this.
What's the sushi place called? Salmon?
No, it's not even called Salmon. It's, I don't know. I don't know what it's called. Anyway, but they're saying, the Taiwanese minister is saying, do not change name because you can only change it a maximum of 3 times in your life.
So what's one? Oh, and then changing it back.
And then if you were to change it back, is that your quota?
3 is an odd number because that means you can only change it once, change it back, and then if you make another decision, you can't change it back.
But why should there be a quota on how many times you can change your name?
Well, I think it's a little hairy when you like credit cards and all that sort of stuff.
No, but if you get married, that's you changing your name.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go to a Salmon Sunderland.
Salmon Sunderland.
Salmon Sunderland. And then you've only got one more left.
Wow. How much are they offering?
That's free sushi. It just says free sushi.
For how long?
Doesn't say.
Forever.
Well, you would assume so.
Salmon Sunderland is sounding better and better by the minute.
It's really catchy, isn't it?
Salmon Sunderland.
Yo, Salmon! Hey! Sushi for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I'm getting hungry. Do you want to get some sushi?
Not salmon.
It's Salmon and Ben.
Won't be eating salmon. Andy, you and I have a, not unspoken, that's not the word, a bet. Not a bet, that's not it either.
An agreement?
An agreement is the way I'll go with this. We have an agreement. It's a binding contract. If any lawyers listening to this right now, mark it down the 21st of March. We are confirming it that if either of us win the lottery, we split it by a third.
Yeah, $1 million.
$1 million. And we ask questions if it's 900. Yeah. It's judgment on the patron.
I was telling someone this last night. I was like, got a deal going. And they're like, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Because it keeps your options open.
Yeah. Forever, you know, if the other person's going to be successful, you'll be successful too.
Yes.
And I'm happy to ride that train.
Absolutely.
The gravy boat is always pulling into Sam and Sunderland's house, and I would like to be a part of it.
Yeah.
A couple, an Australian couple, has struck gold, and I said before, I hate them. And I do. Ron and Ruby from Perth, I hate you.
Oh, wow.
I don't know you. I've never met you.
It's Sunday morning. That's a big word to be thrown around.
All right. How do you feel about them? I'll tell you.
Probably dislike immensely.
They've won the lottery 3 times.
What?
Okay, now how do you feel about Ron and Ruby?
Not sold on them. Actually, you know what? I want to be their mates.
Hey, to be fair.
Hang on, how much have they won?
This is what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
To win the lotto 3 times, how much do you think would be the minimum that you win?
Minimum over three. You're looking
over at... $3 million.
No. I'm saying 3 times. I would say
if
they've won it 3 times, it would have to be over $10
million. Over $10 million. The golden couple, as they're being called, I hate Ron and Ruby, from their 3 wins in the lotto, they've won 740 in their first hit.
Oh, okay.
They won 27,000 in their second hit.
Oh, is that Division One though? 27,000?
25,000 in their third hit. Now,
so just over $1 million.
25,000 was in 1983, so that's probably a mil with inflation. In 2015, they won the 27, and then they just recently won the 740,000, which obviously is life changing for them.
It's nice. Do we know if they're playing the same numbers each week, if they're doing a Powerball, if they're doing a random syndicate? It all just seems very odd. How can you win it 3 times?
They reckon they don't purchase their tickets from the same vendor every week.
Why would it matter though?
Well, it's just one of those things, isn't it?
It's a superstition.
She said that I would, like, I don't know why I kept buying them. Like, you know, they won the lotto twice. You know,
it's selfish.
They took few. That's what I'm saying.
There's people out there like you and I that have never won. I've won $18.
Hard workers that have been in there. We've been grinding for 6 months.
Oh, you said hard workers.
Yeah.
Are you playing the lotto with someone else?
What do you mean?
Am I a hard worker?
No, as in, like, you know, we've been paying our tickets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you meant, like, physically labouring.
Oh, no. Oh, we don't deserve the money.
No. There we go. That's the podcast. Before we get out of here, let's do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house.
As long as I'm covered up.
Benny, I thought about this the other day whilst I was playing with Wags, my dog. Mm. If you want to follow him on Instagram, at Wags the Brutal.
Yeah. And is that a paid sponsorship?
Nah, that's just a freebie. And at the moment, he's a puppy and he's teething. So his teeth have been falling out and we find them around the house.
Oh, that's weird.
It is so weird because we're like, oh, there's a bit of fluff on the ground.
Wow.
No, that's Wags.
That's so cool.
And
do you keep him?
Yeah, we've kept a couple.
Yeah.
And what we found, what I found really fascinating was his new teeth that are coming through are really white, which is nice, but also very straight. And I thought, isn't it weird that us as humans, we can't guarantee that our teeth are going to come down straight and we might need braces?
No, it's like dental care and stuff. Like if you're like chewing a lot with your gums, that can really suck. There's actually a method to it.
Okay, well, let me put it this way. Have you ever seen a dog with braces? No. Have you ever seen a human with braces?
But I've seen a dog with poor teeth.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's not like we're going to slap braces on them, though.
That was my thought. I was like, I feel like dogs' teeth just come down perfectly and humans aren't. And I was like, that's fascinating that dogs would never have to get braces.
It'd be rarer.
Yeah.
I
wonder if it would be interesting to know if anyone's ever put braces on their dog. just to straighten their teeth up.
Oh, get in touch with us. If you put braces on your dog. Andy and Ben on Instagram.
Yeah.
Andy and Ben blog.
Anyway, there's the podcast. Like and subscribe. Do what you need to do. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your month. Come back and listen to us if you liked us again. If not, well, thanks for getting this far
thanks
in the podcast.
For coming on.
See ya.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.